The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly do welcome you to hear this true old-fashioned prophetic message straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible with true revelations from the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't heard this true no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll discern very quickly that this is not a typical religious gospel talk show. And I pray God will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible sent in Holy Ghost anointing. I continue on the message today entitled Judging, and it is a very controversial message, and I deal with it as carefully as I can right out of the Holy Scriptures of your Holy Bible. And I begin today with a scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, 2 verses, verses 13 and 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now you notice in these two verses here, first it says that the things of the Spirit of God are spiritually discerned, that an ordinary person cannot discern or fathom. They cannot comprehend the things of the Spirit of God. They are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, he can judge all things, and it is, back to the verse 14, they're spiritually discerned or judged. He that is spiritual judgeth or discerneth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, it didn't say, you know, the Bible here through the Apostle Paul didn't tell us that we could go around judging everybody because we're not heart inspectors. You know, Jesus only said we're fruit inspectors. We can know people, whether they're Christian or whether a preacher is a phony or a counterfeit preacher or a real man of God, by the fruit, Jesus said, that we could discern their manifest outwardly. Jesus made that statement in Matthew 7, verse 15, said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. How do you know them? Ye shall know them by their fruits. Well, that's something that's outward. You don't have to read their heart. We can judge by the outward conduct or lifestyle of an individual, if they're right or wrong, if they're holy or profane, if they're in sin, or they're living in the grace of God. And but we're living today where the black and the white, that's the right and the wrong, is all run together. And when I speak of black and white, I'm not talking about color of our skins. I'm not a racist. I'm talking about right and wrong. That's what we've always called it in my lifetime, is black and white. And today the black and the white has run together and made a great gray area. And most people, especially Christians, and it's sad to say, live in that gray area where they seemingly do not discern right from wrong, sin from error, the truth from things that are untrue or legendary. Well, we've got to recognize the fact that spiritual-minded people, people that are truly spiritual, can discern all things, right from wrong, the profane from the holy, the true from that which is false. They can discern a false prophet from a real man of God, and they know sin from error, and that those are things that are vital in the body of Jesus Christ, and those things should be made manifest, and people should be taught right from wrong, beginning even in our childhood, in the Sunday school classes of the churches of our day. Well, Jesus made a statement, most people want to hang up on it, in Matthew the 7th chapter, beginning in verse 1, where he said, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, you'll be judged. And with what measure you meet, it'll be measured to you again. And why do you behold the mote in your brother's eye, and consider not the beam in thine own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me pull the mote, that's a speck out of your eye, and behold a beam or a stick is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Jesus was not talking to Christians. He was talking here, and he was giving a rebuke to his severe critics, and that was the religious leaders of that day, the Pharisees and Sadducees. And he's talking to a group of people here that was always around judging and setting themselves up to be righteous and judging men by their example or the criterion of their own lifestyle that they measured others by. All right, he calls them a hypocrite. When you go around judging people with a beam in your eye and they've got a mote in the other person's eye, and Jesus said, that's not right. Well, that kind of judging is not right, and that's the kind of judging God does, ladies and gentlemen. God leaves the judging of right and wrong, truth and error, a false prophet from a counterfeit, a phony Christian from one that's a real true saint of God. He leaves that judging to you and I. And here it is in the Word of God. And you must go by the Word of God, not by what somebody's told you or something that you learned that was error. In 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 9, here's the word from the Apostle Paul, one of the great holy men of God who wrote a great part of our New Testament. He says, "I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators," that's immoral people, "yet not altogether the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with the idolaters, for you must needs go out of the world. But now, says I'm writing unto you not to keep company. If any man that's called a brother," that's called a Christian brother, "if he's a fornicator or a covetous man," that means he's selfish or greedy, "or he's an idolater, he's a railer," wants to fuss all the time, "he's a drunkard, or an extortioner, he's a crook, with such a one not to eat." And the churches today are full of such people. And then he makes this great comment. He said, "What have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within," that's within the body of Christ, the church, "but them that are without, God judgeth." See, the man of the world, the hypocrites and all, God judges them. People out here living the just worldly, old worldly pursuits and a life of a worldly person, God judges them. But he says, "Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person." And he tells here in the beginning of 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, that there's a man in the church living with his father's wife, and such a deed is not even mentioned among the unregenerate Gentiles. And he says, "You deliver him unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." That's in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 5. And he says here that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Turn that fella out of the fellowship of the church and deliver him unto Satan for the destruction of his flesh, or the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. He's not talking about trying to save that ungodly hypocrite and fornicator in the church. He's talking here about saving the good spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost that's working in that church of God at Corinth. And he says, you've got to get rid of that fella. Because he says in the next verse, the reason why, verse 6, "Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" Get that leaven out. He said, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump." See, Jesus said in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 1, he spake to his disciples, saying, and said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." See, pretending to be a child of God or a Christian when you're not. That's being a mimicker or a hypocrite. That's the two words that's used in the New Testament to denote one that's just an imitator, an imitation Christian that goes around and claims to be a born-again Christian, but they're not. Well, what do you do about judging them? How do you judge one? You judge them by the Word of God. Like he says, Jesus said in Matthew 7:15 about the false prophets which will come in among you. He said, you'll know them by their fruits. All right? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. See, we are fruit inspectors. We look and see the lifestyle of an individual, and if they don't have the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5:22-23, now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Then, if they don't produce those fruit in their lives, then they are a mimicker or a hypocrite, and we're not to search out the condition of their heart. God does that. And we judge those that are within by their fruit. And if we've got a person in the church, as the apostle here commends us to break the fellowship with such a person, if he's a fornicator, he's immoral, he's covetous, he's selfish or greedy, he's an extortioner, he's a crook, he's an idolater, he's a railer, he's a drunkard, don't you even eat with that man. That's calling himself a Christian or a brother that's in the midst of the body of Christ or in the church that you attend. And this is vital because he said a little leaven, one old hypocrite in the church, will absolutely create a bad spirit that will cause others to be hypocrites. They will look at that hypocrite and emulate his lifestyle more than they will the lifestyle of a true saint of God, and he'll leaven the whole rump. That means he'll corrupt it and make it swell up into a, well, just a system of confusion and worldliness, and there'll be all manner of evil doings within the church if we don't get rid of that hypocrisy that's in our midst and judge it. Well, somebody has to judge it, and it is they that are spiritual judge all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. 1 Timothy 5:20. That's a great scripture, ladies and gentlemen, and here's what it says. Them that sin, rebuke before all that others also may fear. Don't you have to pass some form of judgment to be able to rebuke somebody for sin or rebuke them for being wrong, for rebuke them for having a bad spirit, rebuke them for having the wrong kind of lifestyle that does not agree with the Word of God? Then that sin. Well, what is sin when you break God's laws? 1 John 3:4 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that Jesus was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Ladies and gentlemen, we can be fruit inspectors and judge. We judge those that are within. God judges those that are without. And may the Lord give you ears to hear. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray and ask you for grace today to turn our thoughts and attention and all of our concepts and opinions. I pray that you'll help us to base it upon the true Word of God. Lord, help us not to be carried away with any philosophy that's not based solely upon the pure Word of God. And grant us grace, dear Lord, not to be deceived by anyone that would turn us aside to some vain philosophy. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother A. Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. These broadcasts are very brief and incomplete on these doctrines and prophecy that I preach, and we have these in magazines and newsletters that we'll mail to you without cost or obligation, and there'll be no request for money if you write to receive them. We'll mail them to you by your request if you write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. I pray that God will catch you in the grip of the power and persuasion of this message until our next broadcast.